Doing
Very good, thank you.
very good. I spoke to you a few years ago after when Sri Lanka were over here in 2011.
All right,
Back in
okay.
yeah, we were looking ahead to the Sri Lankan Premier League back then,
Ah,
and yeah, now we're looking ahead to the Caribbean Premier League. How things sort of develop.
yeah, it has. I think, I was part of the first one as well for Trinidad. For the latter part, I played three games for them, the semi-finals and all that. So it was, from that to now, I think it has come a long way, and it's an exciting tournament.
It sounds like you're looking forward to getting involved with the Jamaica Tallawas this time round.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Kumar and Murali played for them the first year, and they said it's a great setup, and obviously, big man hosting us, Chris, it's always going to be fun. I think, it's quite different to the other like franchise events, because it's actually countries representing, so there's a huge rivalry between these islands, and I've only felt it when I walked in for the first time the first year, when I because our game was in Jamaica. I was representing Trinidad, and I flew into Jamaica, and laughingly so, they refused to let me in. Said, "We'll let you in a couple of days after the match," and it was like that. But it was great to see that kind of rivalry, and pretty much everywhere. I mean, people come and support their team big time.
And since then, they've sort of adopted this policy of taking the games around the islands, and it
Yeah.
seems to me that it's sort of going from strength to strength. You'll have an interesting view on that, I'm sure, when you get out there, or you may have a view now from afar, I suppose.
No, yeah, no, definitely. I think that's the way to go. I think they need to create that brand of, franchise brand, and the island to back that franchise, because I think that's a bigger deal. I think, because like when we played in Jamaica, when the Trinidad team went and played in Jamaica, there were people queuing up outside. They couldn't get in. I mean, Chris and them were saying that you couldn't even get that kind of crowd coming in for an international game to watch, because Trinidad and Jamaica, that's a huge game for them. So yeah, I mean, people even from the first year itself, they've taken up the CPL in a big way, and I think the more that for us, I think they're looking forward to this tour.
I guess that sort of passion and support from the crowds really sort of gets you going as cricketers, doesn't it?
Definitely, I think you have that kind of atmosphere. I think that's one of the reasons that the IPL is doing so well as well, because you create that atmosphere for the players, and everyone wants to go out and perform and be the best they can be, and that will only be better for the game of cricket.
Maybe difficult to say before you're sort of out there in the Caribbean, Mahela, but Jamaica had a pretty good record in the competition. Obviously, reasonably confident you can do well.
Yeah, I think like I said, they have a very good setup, and looking at the team, obviously looks a really good team. Some brilliant players from all over the world, as well as the local Jamaican talent that they got, and definitely looking forward to it. It's exciting, but my theory on cricket is that it doesn't matter how good you are, you need to go and perform on the day. I think that's the most important thing as a team. We just need to get together and play some good cricket.
And coached by Mickey Arthur out there, have you worked with him at all in the past, or are you looking forward to meeting up with him?
He's been against me most of the time in South Africa, and when he was in Australia as well. But yeah, I mean, he's a lovely guy. We've known him for quite some time, and a great guy. I'm looking forward to working under him for the first time, but I'm sure it's always going to be a pleasant relationship.
And you touched on this slightly, Mahela, but playing in the West Indies, is that a sort of a special experience for cricket? Just sort of talking generally, any form of the game, really.
Yeah, I think they have a different atmosphere there altogether, and even if you take the West Indies boys, the way they go about playing their cricket is much more different, much more free-flowing, attractive brand of cricket, and the public, and everything else around that. Is based on that as well, which is great. I mean, it's a different feel and a different atmosphere.
You mentioned the IPL there. Have you been keeping half an eye on things? What have you made of the tournament so far?
I have. It's brilliant. I think this year, I mean, you were not sure exactly who was going to be in the top four till the last day. It was exciting, and a couple of brilliant matches, and now looking forward to the playoffs.
Who's going to win it then?
I think I still have my money on Chennai because I think on paper they've got the best balanced team, and if they can hold their nerve, I think they'll be very tough to beat.
Yeah, I'd go along with that, Mahela. I know at the moment you're spending some time down at Sussex. So how are you enjoying life down there?
Oh, it's brilliant. I'm loving it. It's a great setup here. A brilliant county. Love the dressing room. Great bunch of guys, and a very, very professional coaching setup as well. And the fans, everyone has been great. And I'm in Brighton. Once the sun's out, it's beautiful. By the sea, can't complain.
No, I was just going to say, it's a glorious place to play your cricket down there, especially when the sun's out, as you say.
Yeah. No, definitely. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've been here for about a week now, a bit more than that, and it's been great.
And I suppose part of that will be the sort of T20 blast you'll sort of see going on. Different character, obviously, to sort of Caribbean Premier League, Indian Premier League. But how have you sort of enjoyed that?
Oh, really good. I think, you know, the two games we had were very close games, 1-1, lost one. It's the guys are very passionate about the cricket here, so that's what you want to see. Obviously, it's a bit different, the tactics and the way they go here, especially because of the conditions, I guess, and it's exciting, and you play in these different venues, everything's, you know, throws always there's a challenge on your way, and you need to look forward to that, and so far it's been fantastic.
And I'm guessing as an experienced and, you know, quality player that you are, Mahela, you're helping out the squad, the youngsters, maybe sort of passing on a few tips here and there as well?
Yeah, that's part of the whole thing. I mean, the coaching staff here, the setup has given me a free hand. And a lot of the young guys have been working with me on different aspects, and I'm looking forward to that. I think that's the only thing I could actually offer to any young cricketer coming forward is what I've learned over the years. And that's something that I enjoy doing as well, because that's going to benefit the game of cricket. And like I said, the dressing room is great here. Everyone's, you know, brilliant, and everyone's learning. I'm learning as well, because I think in this game you keep learning every day. It's been fantastic.
I know you've done some TV work. I know you do a lot of work back home in Sri Lanka. But do you see sort of coaching as something you might go into once you do decide to hang up your boots?
A lot of people ask me that question, but I honestly don't think I have the patience for that. on a shorter role, like you know, consultancy, comes something like that, I'm quite happy to work with players and you know, help them out in any way I can. But I think even back home, you know, it's tough, because once you play for 17 years, you try and stay away from that lifestyle of traveling and, you know, consistent work. So I just want to take some time off and you know, even in the future, to try and work for a schedule which I'm very comfortable with and, you know, try and help everyone else as well. Because coaching aside is a full-time job and takes a lot of responsibility, a lot of time, and a lot of commitment as well. So I honestly don't think I have that patience to do that.
That's interesting for somebody who's, you know, compiled double centuries, triple centuries here. You say you don't think you're particularly patient. I find that absolutely fascinating, how you can possibly have a perception of somebody that isn't quite as you seem. It's a different type of patience, I suppose.
I mean, it's a different commitment altogether. And you need to throw away your player's cap and put in the coach's cap and have that patience with players and work with them. And for a period of time to do that, it's a hard job. And that's why, like, you don't, not every good player becomes a good coach. I think you need to have that special skill. And I'm being very honest, I don't think I have that patience to do that. But to help them in a short, I mean, to advise them and do that in my little way, I'm sure I can do that. To commit myself for a long period of time and stuff.
That's all may or may not be in the future, Mahela. I'd like to finish, if I can, by just sort of maybe looking back on your own career as a whole. How did it all start for you? What was it about cricket that sort of leapt out and grabbed you, so to speak?
I think back home in Sri Lanka, you know, we as a kid, you just want to play cricket. I think I grew up watching all the guys, but I never had aspirations of playing for Sri Lanka until when I was about 16 or 17. It's just about the game, just loving, you know, loved going and play on the streets, on the parks with my friends. And once I started playing for my school, I just look forward to those practice sessions and, you know, matches, and that was it. That is the passion that I still have for the game, you know, just to go out and play cricket. That's how it all started, and to play for my country is an honor and a privilege, and to have a longer career than the one I had, I cannot fathom that. I mean, it's rare that, you know, people go through for a long period like that. So I'm blessed. I didn't have any injuries. I've had a great group of players around me, a great support system, and everything has to click, obviously. So I'm very pleased with what I had.
And did you have any sort of idols growing up? Did you try and emulate a particular batsman or bowler, perhaps, when you went out to play?
The thing is, like, you look at a lot of cricketers when you are young. Obviously, we had some great guys. Aravindo was probably one of those players that you look up to. But what I've learned over the years is that, you know, it's very tough for you to be someone else. That's what I give to a lot of the younger cricketers as well. You know, you can idolize people. You probably, you know, want to be like someone, but you cannot be that person. You need to have your own identity. You need to create your own identity. You can learn things from other players, what they do good, which if you can get that into your game, which is great, but you have to have your own identity. That's when you become the best player that you can be, which I've learned, and that's something I feel which is very important for a young cricketer.
I think I'm right in saying you've played in 5 World Cup finals, Mahela, but if I had to say right, you've got to pick maybe one or two most memorable moments from your career. What might you choose, and can you limit it to two?
The T20 one, the one we won, was something special, because at the end of the day, we won silverware. The other 4 or 5 times, we were runners-up. So that was one. And then the campaign in Caribbean in 2007 was something special. And my World Cup 100 in India in 2011, I think those were my special moments in World Cup cricket.
And any other memorable moments outside of the World Cup?
I think there are so many. I think, you know, my partnership with Sangha, the 624, was something special. My 200 at Lord's. I don't know, there's so many. My couple of my double hundreds against England, back home, against Australia. So all that, I think, you know, there are so many moments which I will cherish in the future.
Most challenging bowler you've ever had to face?
There are quite a few. Very tough to pinpoint, but I think the two toughest guys for me was, I think, Wasim Akram at his peak in early in my career. It was something special. And probably McGrath. Warney. I hadn't played that much cricket against Shane, very little, but Shane and Lucky Murali was in our side, so didn't have to worry too much about him. But yeah, I mean, those are the guys that I think, you know, was had that extra bit of skill.
And a final question, Mahela, if you had sort of one piece of advice to pass on to sort of the next generation about, you know, approaching your game, what would you tell them?
I think the very fact that keep it very simple. I think a lot of people complicate the game. I think it's a battle between bat and ball, and you try and develop your skills on that and keep it very, very simple and try and enjoy your cricket.